today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially this program today is special. Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode. Under the title of Knowing the Imam of Time. Today, Monday, is the 13th of Sha'ban, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of the month of Isfand, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Because we start this program, so as usual, we'll listen to one ayah from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Al-Mulk, verse 30.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاؤُكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ
Say, have you considered? If your water was to become sunken into the earth, then who could bring you flowing water?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى
The literal sense of the verse concerns flowing water as the source of life for animate beings. Though the esoteric meaning of it is on the existence of the Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, and his all-encompassing knowledge and justice, which in return are the source of the life of society. It has been mentioned that the Holy Quran possesses numerous exoteric and esoteric meanings, but we lay emphasis on the point that the esoteric meanings of the Quran are exclusively known to the noble prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and the infallible imams, and it is not permissible to suggest anything of one's own regarding the esoteric meanings of the Quranic verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Baqiyatullahi khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin. Wa ma ana alaykum bihafiz.
يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 بيا
If you remember on the last episode of today's special, we start a new topic, and that was knowing the Imam of Time. Today, we'll listen to the continuance of that. The first duty of the Shias, according to the Ahadith of the Imams, is to know the Imam of their time. What does this mean? Does it mean only to know that our Imam was born on the 15th of Shaban, 255 AH? There were four representatives of the Imam during Lesser Occultation, or Al-Ghaybatu Sughra. Does our duty about knowing the Imam of our time end at these historical informations? Surely not. We have to study about the need for an Imam and a proof or hujjah of Allah. In other words, the significance of the divine guidance, which takes the form of imamate, is important.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the knowledge of the present Imam. What does this mean? Does it mean only to know that our Imam was born on, let's say, 15th of Sha'ban of, let's say, 255 after Hijrah? There were four representatives of Imam during the lesser occultation, that is Ghaybat al-Sughra. Are they enough? I mean, are these information enough for us to get to gain this knowledge of Imam? Does our duty about knowledge of the Imam of our time end at these historical information? Surely not. The reality of the knowledge of the Imam is not just the knowing of these historical facts. Even the non-Shias or even the followers of other denominations in Islam world are aware of these facts. So what is the knowledge of Imam? To fulfill our responsibility in regard to the knowledge of the present Imam, we have to study some matters. We have to study about some issues. The first issue that we need to study about is the need for an Imam and a proof or hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the scene of the earth. In other words, the significance of the divine guidance which takes the form of imamate after the finality of nubuwwah, that is prophethood, and risala and messengership. This is first. This is what we have to know first about the necessity of the proof of Allah. The second issue that we need to talk about is the reality of imamate and wilayah. That is the nature of the relationship of an imam with the prophet and Allah, and the relationship of the a duty bound with his imam. The next issue, or the third issue that we have to be aware of, is the evidence of the birth of our present Imam. The next issue which is important for us is to know the proofs that the present Imam is the son of Imam al-Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. And the next issue that we have to, I mean, I'm actually mentioning these issues based on the importance and the priority of these issues. The next is to know about the important events of the lesser occultation, that is Ghaybat al-Sughra. And the next is the causes of occultation. Why did this occultation had happened?
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
For knowing of the Imam, we look at different aspects of preparation. One of them is social ones. People throughout the world should be tired of injustice and unjust systems. They should experience the inefficiency and one-sidedness of this material life and be thoroughly disappointed with it. They must come to know that the glorious ideals that have been taught over the last few centuries were nothing but empty words on the lips and futile ink on paper. Not only have the promised peace, welfare, and security not yet been realized, but indeed disputes and material and spiritual insecurity have escalated into violence. Not only could the superficially attractive positive laws not abolish injustice, discrimination, and social prejudice, but in fact, these vices have appeared in a different form and on a much greater and more hazardous scale. Such a polite and a state of affairs will first encourage us to think, then doubt, and then be disappointed with the current state of world affairs. And secondly, they should lead us to make preparations for a wide-ranging revolution wisely guided by Allah's vicegerent and sponsored by the heavenly aid for the people on this planet.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
One thing that should be concerned in this episode is that our role as we wait for Imam's reappearance is very important. And one of these rules is calling upon the Imam as an intercessor. For us to truly reach Allah and fulfill our responsibility to Him, we need to identify those whom Allah has given the power of intercession, as He commands us. Allah says, believers, have fear of Allah, find the means to reach Him, and strive hard for His cause so that you may have everlasting happiness. Without a doubt, among the best means of reaching Allah is utilizing the best of His creation, whom He has sent with divine authority that we call wilayah. For us, that requires us to seek Allah by the intercession of the Imam of our time, inshallah.
You know, sometimes there'll be people who, for example, are, let's say, born into a Muslim family. They've gone through the system of the of our religious teachings. They come to the majalis, to the programs, the sessions, and then they feel they get to a certain age. They think, well, I know enough. There's nothing more that I need to know, right? And they don't bother trying to further their own education. This obviously is not the right way to look at religion and about knowledge in and of itself. Right? There are so many hadith, many ayat of the Quran. Allah tells us in the Quran, for example, that knowledge really has no end. When you find somebody who has one level of knowledge, there's always somebody higher than that. وَفَوْكَ كُلِّ ذِي إِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ, Allah says in the Quran. Somebody has a master's, somebody else has a PhD, maybe a double PhD. They've studied for X amount of years. And Islamic knowledge is the same, that you can never really get to a point where you say, I know everything about Islam. It's impossible for anybody to claim. Even our greatest scholars who have studied 40, 50, 60, 70 years, sometimes you go to them or you email them a question and you might not get an answer right away. You know, they will be doing research on what is the response to this question, right? Because knowledge is an endless ocean, as we have in some of the traditions. And so as a community, we have to ensure that we have a love of Islamic knowledge. And that love should translate into finding ways to satiate that love, to make that void within our lives complete. Again, we'll never get to the end of all knowledge, but we have to be on a continuous path of knowledge, right? And we have that beautiful tradition. And the Messenger of Allah says, until the time you die, you need to always be on that pursuit of knowledge. And we know that Rasulullah would even tell us that even seek knowledge if you have to travel to China, right? The furthest part of the world that was known maybe to the Arabs at that time. It doesn't mean only China in today's day and age, but that we should go to whatever length we have to go to satiate that thirst of knowledge. Today we know it's not that difficult. Online learning is available, distance learning. You have the Hauza Ilmiya of the Muslim world, of Iran, of many other houses around the world online. You can do religious studies online. You can do university degrees online. For you and I to get knowledge of religion, that we almost have no excuse.
Allahumma.
Brothers and sisters, we reach to the end of this episode of today's special. Thank you very much for staying with us till now, and we hope you've made the most use of today's program. Please do keep us in your prayer. Fi amanillah.